My name is Heather Wallace. I joined the cathedral by joining the St Michael Singers in about 1968 and have never stopped going since. I was the first female church warden in the history of the cathedral. There'd always been men church wardens. I mean, I don't think they were anti-women, but it had always just been men. And then, of course, that opened the doors and there's been women church wardens ever since. In 1990, the bishop decided to make me a lay canon. And the only way to make a layperson a canon was to make them a canon theologian, which actually caused quite a lot of problems later because they expect you to be terribly learned, you know, about various things, which I wasn't, of course. But I did preach and give lectures. I went to the honorary canons meeting and the coffee came and they all sat there, obviously expecting there was a woman in the room. And I just said, what have you been doing for the last 400 years? And somebody rather sheepishly got up and served the coffee. On the 50th anniversary of the bombing, I had been given the job to get designed a plaque which would say that the Queen Mother had come. So I chose the quote from the Bible. Somebody then panicked because it was going to cost £3,000, and this was 6 months before. Well, she is 90, you know, so we all panicked that she might not make it. So then somebody had the bright idea to cut the Welsh slate in two and put the fact that she came on the bottom so that if she died, we could turn it over, put somebody else's name on the other side. And then, if you go up the steps and see it on the side, they are it in two bits, just in case she didn't make it. That service was fantastic. I mean, it was so moving. I was introduced to the Queen Mother and she said, I've never met a lady lay canon before. And after the service, she came right across to me and she said, goodbye, lady lay canon, which I thought was rather nice. I sometimes yearn for a bit of Gothic and there's something beautiful about, you know, the old. But I love the windows and I feel the stained glass windows, except for the Piper, don't get enough attraction because the west screen with all its wonderful angels and saints takes the light away from the stained glass. So, and I think it's a shame because I think the windows are so imaginative and have so much in them. The lectern and the pulpit are a bit 1960s coffee bar, you know. But I think on the whole it's worn quite well, really.